50 years ago on April 17th, 2 days from now, Brigade 2506, a CIA-trained group of guerrillas, hit the beach. The Bay of Pigs invasion began. It was a fiasco for the Kennedy administration, but it began in the Eisenhower administration. And one of those hitting the beach on that day, 50 years ago, is Umberto Martinez. He was 16 years old, the youngest member of Brigade 2506, part of the Bay of Pigs invasion. He joins us from Miami, from our partner station WLRN there in Miami, and courtesy of Public Insight that's cooperated with us on this story. Umberto, good morning, first of all.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
What's your most vivid memory of the Bay of Pigs invasion? We know how it turned out, but those memories, I imagine, are still pretty vivid in your mind.
Well, first of all, let me thank you very much for allowing us to be on your show. One of the worst memories, or the most vivid memory I have, it's during the time when we were captured, and we were subsequently taken to a tractor trailer along with 120 other prisoners, from the commander of Manos sin Fuegos, who ordered to close the tractor trailer at about 10:30 in the morning, and for our train from Leon to Havana. The trip lasted about 9 hours under the sun. Nine of the prisoners died of asphyxiation and dehydration on the truck. And, well, we were able to survive by making our belt buckles some small holes in the joints of the floors and walls. And if not would have been for that, we would all died there. It was really a desperate moment for everybody. It was dark. There was no light. We couldn't feel anything. There were a lot of people who were wounded in there. It was really something dantesque and horrendous.
And you were just a teenager. Umberto Martinez is who we're speaking with from Miami. He's a member of the Brigade 2506 during the Bay of Pigs invasion, which marks 50 years on April 17th. Umberto, when you got involved in this, what did the U.S. government and the people that trained you tell you you were getting into?
Well, we were recruited and trained and supplied under a plan conceived during the last year of the Eisenhower administration. It was being handled by the CIA. We were told exactly what we did, that we were training to go back to Cuba, liberate our country, that the United States was really going to supply us with help and everything that we needed, which they did until the last minute that the administration at that time changed their mind, changed the plans,
and ended up becoming prisoners of war. Right. Did you worry when Kennedy was elected, because you began your training during the Eisenhower administration, did you worry that Kennedy wouldn't actually want to do this?
Not at all. We had no idea that he was going to recant on the whole deal.
But what did the CIA guys say? They said, oh, don't worry, Kennedy, we'll convince him to do this. Don't worry. This is happening no matter what.
We never talked about it. I don't think that anybody ever thought that that the administration was going to allow us to go into Cuba by changing the support that they had promised. Basically, the support that we needed was actually the air cover, and that was simply suspended. The air cover from our own Air Force, and it did. You know, the plan had allowed for us to bombard the 3 days prior to the invasion, all of the airfields in Cuba.
And they decided instead to use World War II era planes painted like Cuban Air Force planes, no modern aircraft. And once you were on the beach and having some success, you realized that support wasn't going to come.
Well, the support was really stopped by the administration because they said they didn't want the United States to be involved. You remembered loudly one of the, I think it was Admiral Burke, that told the president at that time, and this has been disclosed on recent documents, that Mr. President, you're wrong. We are involved. It's not that we don't want to be involved. We are involved, and the United States must go forward. But notwithstanding, apparently, some others didn't think that way, and they suspended the airstrikes.
You know, Humberto Martinez, who's a member of the Brigade 2506, a part of the Bay of Pigs invasion 50 years ago on April 17th, you know, nowadays the Pentagon talks about how the U.S. is going to take a backseat role, doesn't really want to be involved in the airstrikes, and certainly no boots on the ground in Libya. Back then, the idea that the U.S. would secretly mount an operation like this and then run away from it was a shock, right?
Yes, it was. It was really something that nobody expected. The power of the United States and the word of the president and the implication that we were under plans from the Pentagon and being handled by the CIA never occurred to us or anybody, or as a matter of fact, not even our trainers, that at the last minute the U.S. was really going to step back and say, well, we're not going. We're just going to let you guys alone.
And that's what happened. Humberto Martinez was then captured in Cuba, spent two years in custody, and is remembering for us 50 years after the Bay of Pigs invasion. Humberto, thanks so much.
Good. And thanks also, to you for allowing us to give peace of mind.
Also, special thanks to our friends at WLRN in South Florida for putting us in touch with Humberto through the Public Insight Network. It's a project that helps us reach out to the expertise in communities of listeners around the United States.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.